If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not right.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Donovan Mitchell.
Wow, dude.
Hey, short.
Hey,
wow.
Apologize to me.
Cleveland Bradley Beal.
Apologize to me.
You know what? I want ESPN to apologize to you because Leroy Horde broke the news literally less than 24 hours ago. He told you Bradley Beal Freudian slip, that Donovan Mitchell was signing his extension to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
He tweets out the Wolf of Wall Street meme this morning, followed by reports from Adrian Wojnarowski that he is signing a three-year, $150 million plus extension to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And there we go. What do we? You know what? Appreciate him not at least dragging it out like last summer.
Hey, you know what? The hell with y'all. I told y'all, and you made fun of me.
It's
you,
true.
You're
it's
like,
true.
Oh, what do you know?
I didn't make fun of you. I made fun of Jay Crawford.
You tell Jay Crawford. How you know Jay Crawford? I know a lot of people in Cleveland, dude.
Was it Jay Crawford?
No!
Oh, man. Hose down Jay Crawford, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, well, man, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
I doubted you. Like, I don't apologize.
So,
hey, what do you mean?
I don't apologize.
I didn't accountability.
I did not believe him. I was just like,
I did not believe him. It did not sound like you didn't believe me.
No. Did somebody get lit up at our spot?
Oh, no.
Hey, don't shoot Half Moon at Bananas.
Oh! Jeez.
Is a Half Moon?
Apparently, yeah, dude. Yeah. I know that mural anywhere. Trust me.
All right, I'll scratch them off the list.
Man.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, man. Hey,
so
I wouldn't. I will tell the Miami Heat this, dude. Hey, let me just say this.
You don't. First of all, you were the main one saying, "Listen to all your fans out there."
Yep.
The only way anything's going to happen is with a trade.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be a little patient because you're going to wait for all these signings and then the trades are going to happen. So that's why it's a little quiet on the Heat end. So don't then turn around and then hose the Heat.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying.
I'm not going to hose down the Heat.
But you're expecting some action.
I want some action.
Okay.
I've told you
that's
that.
A whole different. Yeah.
I want some action. Like, yeah, let's go.
You kind of been a little.
Can I just tell you, though?
You kind of been a little harsh while trying to be understanding.
How have I been harsh?
Do we need to reenact? I almost had to shoot you with the tranquilizer gun again.
Because
the
I
way
asked
you went
off,
up at, you know.
Get off their ass and make some damn moves.
Marcos, was that saying please make some moves, or was he going at Pat?
I think it was referred to as an epic rant of proportions.
Yes.
You were yelling
stand
at
by
management.
It.
Okay, so okay, I mean, you've been a little critical then.
So, right. So I'm just saying, you can't ask everybody else to have patience while I almost had to get out the
tranquilizer. I don't think the Heat
fan,
I'll tell this for the organization or people with the organization, to tell your fan base to be patient. I think it's horse bleep because
yes, because you when you see everybody else doing whatever they have to do, it becomes a little frustrating.
Yeah, because we've all seen what's been obvious and clear in front of our eyes now for a couple of years that they need to make some kind of a significant move to add next to Bam and Jimmy. And they gave us the biggest layup trade of all time, which was trading an expiring contract. with a pick to get Terry Rozier. It's unfortunate that his neck his neck right. got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not an all-star. He's a very nice player. You look at Terry,
but you understand that the way the Heat have done things is you have your two stars, and then you add guys like that that always seem to work. And that's been the thing that they've done so well, along with having two or three of these development guys come in and blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's the difference. I think you have two young guys that are going to be here a while and are not just that those development guys, but could be core pieces.
I agree. That's better than last year.
Right.
For sure.
And so,
Jaime and Nico's future is a big
right.
plus.
And now you add the new guy. What's the draft pick?
Khalil Ware.
You add Ware,
mm-hmm.
right? And to me, it enables Bam to be more of a pivotal piece in what they're trying to do. Now, think of all those things. Now, what would you add? Okay, because the only way you're going to add something that is going to build you for now and the future is going to involve Tyler Hero or Jimmy. Because if you trade one of those young pieces and you trade any of the pieces that work well with Bam, how are you affecting your future?
I mean, if you're going to get somebody who's going to help you win now, you're going to have to trade one of those young pieces. I understand that,
but there's...
Because Tyler's value is in the toilet right
there's
now.
There's nobody out there that... Oh, okay, give me a guy who's similar to Nico, or give me a guy who's similar to Jaime.
If you were to go similar and available, maybe, but I still don't think they have enough picks to get it done, probably Markkanen. From Utah.
Okay. Markkanen, I look at him more like a Nico, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You asked that.
Okay, so, huh?
You said, who's like Nico?
Oh, I said, or Jaime.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, yes. And he's not an old player.
No.
He's just a developed player.
But he's also like,
Nico.
I don't even know it. I think Lauri Markkanen makes them better. I don't know how much.
Right.
I don't know how much better it makes
them. And here's where we are now. We are now to the point where we're looking at rosters and determining guys who we would never really have an interest in
mm-hmm.
are going to help this team. That's not a good spot to be in. That's now you're kicking tires.
Yeah. But I think that I think people are at the point where they do want to kick tires because I think even the core of this team, and specifically like, you know, Tyler, Jimmy, Bam. I mean, Tyler, we'll get to him and his busy Twitter thumbs.
Why are you so caught up in that?
Why?
Yeah,
because it's important. If we have insight onto somebody, how they feel about how the team is,
I can listen. Do we need to know how Tyler needs to feel? I can tell you how Tyler feels.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, every time the team's needed me, I got hurt for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So if he
doesn't
going,
feel like
if,
that,
if he's going Twitter fingers. Then
but
read always, the room.
It always feels like, yeah, but that's the thing. It feels like he never reads the Twitter room.
Then that's on him.
But that's the problem. It's like he's expected every year. You're like, all right, you're in trade rumors, I get you. But like the team has never hindered his abilities on the court.
Right.
And I feel like now when I'm seeing things
he
like.
He makes it sound like
I'm
they're
in this tough situation. It's like.
No, you're not.
What?
You're not in a tough situation.
Dude, none of this stuff would happen if everybody could rely on him. None of it.
Right.
Everybody, every time we're looking for an improvement and looking for, it's because you cannot rely on him from either a physical standpoint or a mental standpoint in the playoffs or when the games matter.
And again, that might be his biggest flaw. Not even the physical or the ability, but one of the things that you appreciate about Jimmy and about Bam, the situations aren't going to get to them. They may have bad games, right? But it's not going to hinder them to where they can't perform the next night. It seems like all these situations, how unfortunate as they may be, get to Tyler mentally, and he tries to put it on that instead of fighting through it. Like, that's what sports is, dude. Every day is not going to be a bed of roses. You're going to have some controversy. You're going to have some disappointments that you have to fight through. And not just in sports, in life. And so when you have a player and it seems like all these unfortunate situations, instead of making him tougher and stronger and want to fight more and more determined, it's made him disgruntled. He's blaming the wrong people.
I'm totally with you. And it's like, you know, everybody has seen, you know, like last year, you know, or, you know, we all saw like, wow, for the good parts of the season when they were good before everybody got derailed, it's like, oh, Duncan Robinson in the starting lineup just works.
Right.
Just
and,
works.
And guess, look at what, in contrast, look at what Duncan went through.
Yeah.
Look at what Duncan went through. And the work never stopped. And his progression never stopped. And now he's got a bag. He does a lot of different things. And he plays well with the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not either or. He's a part of it. And so, like, we would have more understanding with Tyler if he didn't make it seem like it was somebody else's fault.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, dude, it's an unfortunate situation that you got to fight through in life, but it's nobody's fault. You blaming somebody makes everybody look at you.
I'm telling you, man. Who's on hold, Marcos? Who do you got here? James?
James. Oh, who wants to talk some Miami.
James off the bat.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Bruns?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, no, that don't sound like Bronny.
There's one word I can describe this season coming up just for Pat Riley, Spoelstra, and this whole team as hope. They're relying on hope of no injuries as thinking this team can compete with the best in the East. Let's be honest, this team is maybe another 8 seed again if they run this back. And you can't run this back again. I can't hear those three words, another season, run it back. When all the, like you saw, Mitchell just signed his extension. Trae Young, you haven't really heard anything about him, but does he really move the needle for us? Defense scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think this team can win a championship, and stinks because Jimmy's going to have a career year this year. I think so, with what he's been saying about the contract and Supermax, but I really don't think this team has a championship unless they make it.
If they do have Jimmy Butler going for a career year and balls to the wall, that definitely makes what they're going to do in the regular season better, but I get your point.
Right.
And the thing is, it's tough as a Heat fan to sit here every year and you watch the Knicks. They had a great run. What do? Add. The Orlando Magic, they had a great run. What do? Add. Philadelphia, you know, they got two dynamic players. What do? Add.
Right.
And it just feels like with Miami, like you've been the only things that they've done since we've known from the start. It's Jimmy, Bam, give them something else that they can rely on. And it's like, we'll give you Jimmy's friend, and we'll give him, you know, $90 million, and he'll take four shots a game. And then, like, finally when that runs out, we'll make the easiest trade ever. Now, there's been some good. They've hit on some great undrafted guys.
Yep. And the draft
picks have been fantastic.
We don't have time for that.
And those guys have made a tremendous difference. Caleb Martin played out of this world and maybe should have been Eastern Conference. Great. Nobody's doubting the development of this organization, their ability to find gems in this organization.
But it's not enough.
We've all been waiting for, like, when are you going to stand in there and take a home run cut? When are you going to set yourself up for that? And every year it just is like, so, you know, and whatever the circumstances, be damned. Disgruntled GMs, whatever it may be, it's, you know, it is frustrating if you're going to go into another year. Now, look, it's July 2nd. There's still time to make moves. Maybe they got a rabbit in their hat. But, yeah, to see this go by today, I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. They're not coming off of a finals anymore. They're coming off a gentleman's sweep to your biggest rival. You didn't look anywhere near in the ballpark to him. I understand you didn't have Jimmy Butler or Terry Rozier or Duncan Robinson, really.
Fine. But it mattered that much.
That was kind of the whole point when I asked Pat Riley that. But right. He decided, you know, and while giving Boston his flowers, he thought the bigger thing was to tell Jimmy Butler to shut up.
Right. Well, and here's
don't shake your head at me.
Here's the other thing.
It's still your fault, dude.
He's in charge of his own words.
This
offseason's on you.
Here's the other thing is that we saw the Heat beat Boston 2 years ago, right? What did Boston do? They went and got...
Went and got moves. Porzingis, Drew Holiday.
Right. Okay. The New York Knicks. I don't know how close or far you think they are, or they think they are, but they're constantly trying to improve. Mm-hmm. Right? We've had the same team for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? Which is unheard of in this day and age of NBA basketball. It's unheard of.
Yeah. And the only thing that they've done is give Kevin Love a thank you extra year, and that's it. Like, and Josh Richardson opted in. He's like, nothing.
But these are.
And by the way, if you want to talk about durability, a guy coming off of a shoulder surgery and a guy who's old. So like,
but he's
so old. What if he? And so like, what
wait,
if he?
Wait. If he's old, then what's Jimmy? He's a year older than Jimmy.
Yeah, well, Jimmy's not old yet. Jimmy's not old yet.
True, they've aged differently. I think we could agree.
And Jimmy looks. Like,
Jimmy's played. Jimmy's played harder and more physical basketball than Kevin Love.
Respectfully, Jimmy Butler looks like a Greek god, and Kevin Love looks like a sea lion.
He does.
Greek god, Greek yogurt. Just not the same.
But again, look, any Heat fans that want to get in, you want to vent, I know, you know, voice it out.
It's not even here. Here's why I think, and I'm going to speak for fans.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I think everybody's frustrated. Is because you don't see any possible moves with the situation this team is in on the horizon. And see.
I think it kind of goes back to what James says, though. It's like you come out here after the season and you rip the team to shreds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rip them for durability, for availability. And what have you done about it? Like, are you just rolling the dice on it?
You can't do... But again, which brings me back to your point, right? The person who should have the most patience is you. And you kind of lost your damn mind, right? That being said...
I don't feel like I lost my mind.
There is nothing they can do right now until free agency settles down.
They can make trades now.
They can, but a lot of the teams and the players... or whatnot, of teams that may want to make moves and reset or whatever, are kind of waiting to see, okay, what can I get or what can I do to change our situation? Because I got to tell you, a lot of teams making moves got a lot of cap space.
You look a little chilly there, dude.
Dude.
Why wear long sleeves?
Oh, did you? Because you were worried. You didn't worry about that breeze?
Hey, I got Trey's heat car. There we go.
Those headlines, which were just Donovan Mitchell is not going to be on the Miami Heat this year, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks. Get in, Trey. Let's go for a ride in the family car.
Big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30. If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your favorite shows, the games of your favorite Miami teams, and more can be heard on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss out. Download it today and make WQAM your favorite station.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take your calls, 305-567-056, if you guys want to get in on the show.
I want to tell everybody, that, first of all, be safe. I don't do fireworks.
Ah.
I don't do fireworks.
Okay.
So we want to make sure everybody's safe, you know?
I got you.
Because...
No JPP.
I just talked to Marcos, and
yes.
Marcos is going to act a fool.
I will be
You bought fireworks?
I'm going to the TNT store in Dania Beach.
Oh, wow.
I believe they have a buy one, get two special going on, and I will be going in with a big budget.
It's like, that, nothing says I'm a redneck like talking about a fireworks budget.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotta blow some stuff up.
Oh, dude, there's signs all over Davie that says, please don't blow fireworks, livestock.
Oh.
They don't care. It's their livestock. It's their horses.
It's true.
CEM says Pat and Spo need to go. They are destroying this team.
What?
Need to go?
Pat, you think they care about the team? Oh, they only care about money. Watch Spo say again, we have enough.
Do people understand that Spo is considered the best, if not one of the best coaches in the NBA? Do they not understand that? Do they not? Like, what do you think? You think Spo is deciding who goes and who stays on this team? Spo's like, who do we got?
Schmeathen says the Heat front office clearly doesn't do fireworks either. Right.
See,
now it's been like,
it's your fault.
One of those like
this
little,
is your fault.
What are those snakes? Remember snakes?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't burn into
sparkler.
What is that
sparkler? Yeah.
Hey, there's this is your fault.
There's Andy Ellsberg. Why is it my fault?
Because you know you got the fan base off on a bad start to free agency with
true.
Your rant.
Yep.
Yes. So everybody, no, I'm telling you, if you would have been like, hey guys, I'm annoyed too that the Heat haven't done anything, but understand this. The only way they're going to be able to do something is with trades because they have no money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what sucks to me, right? This happens in football too. Why is the team in the play-in the team that doesn't have any money to spend? And the teams that are fourth, fifth, sixth, or the teams that have been contending have, oh, $40 million, $30 million. Like, they never have any
but the
money.
The Heat spent that money already. That's why. Because the Heat spent it. Like, when the Knicks have money to spend, one, they got Jalen Brunson on an incredible deal when he came over in free agency.
Right.
The Heat gave their money to their three top guys, and two of those guys have contributed for them, and one of them hasn't been available in the playoffs or hasn't done anything.
Okay.
And then the other one in Duncan Robinson was doing good last year, but like that's a $50 million chunk that you're giving to Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. Like, that's why. Everybody keeps asking,
Duncan is giving you his share of the
this year he did.
But maybe he was banged up last year.
He lost his job to Max Strus over the years before.
And Max Strus was really good.
And he was making, but that's like, and you're making peanuts. And so I think what people get frustrated with is you keep thinking, and maybe they will, but the Heat, I think they feel almost an arrogance that they're always going to be able to find a Max Strus, a Caleb Martin, somebody on the cheap skis that will go in there and give them the production of a Brandon Ingram for a tenth of the price.
You have kind of flip-flopped on this in the last couple of years.
I don't understand.
Because you've always believed, oh, we'll find another one of these. Oh, we'll get another one of these. No bigs. We got our three guys, right?
Yeah.
And now you've kind of turned from, okay, we can't keep hoping and wishing. We got to get some things that work.
Honestly, like, to be honest with you, and I'll just be flat out about you, like the team needs one of two things to happen with Tyler Hero. He needs to show his durability, and he needs to be able to show that he could show up in the playoffs, and they need to find out what the right role for him is.
He needs his boys to drop because he's
That just is what, like, we can't sit here and not look in a salary cap sport and be like, oh, well, what is the thing they're always trying to prove? Tyler Herro. Who is a guy that they have 4 years left on an extension for? Tyler Herro.
Right. You know? No, you're right. You're
it
right.
It is what it is. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be a jerk because I like Tyler Herro as a guy. He works very, very hard. He's not a guy who doesn't work
hard.
He's
not lazy. No.
He's not lazy. But I just feel like when we're talking in circles about where they got to improve this team, and even going into next year, I'm like, all right, if I'm thinking about a starting lineup of Terry and Tyler and Jimmy and Bam and Nico, where can I improve some? And like, where would the fit be better? It's like
we need a true point guard, which is what Terry was supposed to be. Right.
Yeah, which he's not really a true point guard, but it just feels like with both of them, is that going to be a dynamic that works? Right. And we never really got to know. And you know, Tyler was talking about this in the middle of last year that you know he was adjusting his game to Terry, and then Terry got hurt. We never really got to know because it was even going to be. I thought by the end of last year we were going to get to look at six. Man Tyler Herro again.
Right.
And we didn't really get to see it because Duncan Robinson's back stopped working and Terry Rozier got a broken neck spinal. So
I know. I don't know. Look, it's frustrating because even with the team that you have, you feel that they aren't good enough as currently constructed, but you don't know how far off they are because you've never seen this team perform together.
No.
And so from that standpoint, but there is one player that now this has gone on for a couple of years. And at what point, here's the deal. And this is just how it is. You want to make all the money. You want to get an extension quick. You want to be taken care of. Okay, you can't get sensitive about people putting demands on you. You see what I'm saying?
That's what comes with it.
And so, like, you want to get the money and have people just treat you a certain way regardless, and that's not how this works. It doesn't work this way. So, you know, Tyler wanted to be a starter. We all, everybody in the world, thought he would get the same amount of minutes but be more effective coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Everybody.
He didn't sacrifice any shots being the sixth man.
They moved him to the starting role.
Yep.
Right? They had a worse season for whatever reason. So I'm curious to see this.
And
is he gonna feel like his pride is taking a hit if they go to him and say, we're going to play you where we think you best fit and best help.
I hope so. I hope that that's the case this year. I hope that that's not like they feel like they have to or they feel like they got to get any value. Like, you got to figure out how to make.
What if he'd ever done that? That's what was weird.
I think there's a level of. I do think there was a level of like, hey, we feel we explored things. Now let's try and see if we can get this guy to get to another level. Because I don't think they dislike him either. I think everybody realizes like he's a talented player.
Yes, nobody's questioning.
But you know, and I know he's also had some bad breaks. Broke his hand diving for a ball.
Right.
Who stepped on Jaren Jackson's foot. You know, I get it. There's been some bad breaks along the way, but it's added on top. It's felt snake bit.
Right.
And it doesn't also help on top of it. Like, yeah, he lets those feelings seem to show on social media a lot anytime somebody rubs him the wrong way.
I think.
Or gives him an excuse that kind of throws his other teammates under the bus. Like, that's not a great look, dude. It's just not. And at this point, when you're going to be 25 years old, yeah, it's time to grow up with that stuff.
That's the thing that's probably most disappointing, right? It's easy to toe the line when things are going well, right? But these are the moments where you really need to toe the line and really show some grit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that's probably a little disappointing. Again, nobody's questioning his work ethic. Nobody's questioning, you know, his abilities, okay? But the way this works is your abilities only count if they're seen in those basketball games, right? And especially when in those moments, right? He's had moments. Now, here's the thing that I'm a little bit hesitant about is I hate when we say everybody gets into their prime 26, 27, and we're doing this and he's 25, even though he's been playing for a while, right? At what part of that plays a role into how you handle the situation? Because, like, I'm more than sure Pat Riley understands that, and I'm more than sure that Spo understands that, that your prime is going into your sixth or seventh year.
Yeah, that's fine, but we keep getting told this every year that there's going to be some flashes of improvement, and even in the games that he played, he looked like the same player.
He didn't look like the same
player. He looked like the same player. And honestly,
I don't want to say it. You want to say it?
What?
He got that munion, and then...
Fat cat? I don't think he's a fat cat. And this is another thing with his defense. I don't think...
Wait, what are you doing?
It just was...
You know, I don't think he's a fat cat. You don't shoot the fireworks until dark, Marcos.
I don't think Tyler Hero's a fat cat. And honestly, look, he's not a good defender, but I think Tyler Hero plays hard. I think he does play hard.
I'm not questioning that. All I'm saying is this, right? The Tyler Hero we saw in the bubble, right?
Yeah, it's a memory.
And then the Tyler Hero we saw when he won sixth man. Then he got his money. Then he moved into the starting role, right? We haven't seen that guy since.
Yeah.
So, putting two and two together, Munyon.
Wow. You're calling him. Just say it.
I'm just asking the question. I don't call people fat cat.
You're thinking it. You're the one who brought it up. I wasn't even thinking it.
You're my fat cat guy. You're my fat cat guy. You're the one that calls me fat cat. So.
Just say it.
I'm just putting it all out there.
You say it.
No,
you say it.
No. I don't call people fat cat. You quick to get. You call Spo a fat cat.
I said one.
No!
That's not what I said.
Listen to this caveat.
It just happened to be that after he got his extension, they went on their longest losing streak of the season, and one could wonder, are there fat cat-like tendencies?
I'll say this about Tyler.
Yep.
He got that moño. Mm. And after the bubble and sixth man of the year, right?
Yep.
One could suggest that he's got a fever and he's got the sniffles.
Oh.
That he might.
Like test come back positive for a little FCS?
Yes.
Interesting.
So, and the only solution to that is buckets.
Take a break. Back after this.
Whoa, nah, nah, nah. To my bimmer, who am I? The girls them sugar, how can I make love to a fella?
All right, welcome back.
Pass me the keys to my truck.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
You don't even have a Beamer. Why are you talking about who took the keys to it?
I recently saw a video in which Beanie Man was on a delayed flight and was kind enough to perform for the passengers on the plane. That's like, imagine if you guys were stuck on a plane and someone was like, Tobin, give me the heat takes. Give me the heat takes.
I would do it.
Which I bet you would too.
Definitely.
I bet you'd hose down.
You want me to tell you what he would do on the plane if the plane was sitting sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah.
He would go, Leroy.
A little chilly on this plane, huh?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, dude. Can I just say this? This is to everybody. Don't settle. Don't settle. Want Trey back then.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if I don't get Trey? What happens if I don't get anyone? I don't know if the Heat fan could take another stagnant summer.
Listen, here's why the Heat fan feels this way. Because for the last 2 or 3 years, there's really been no splash, right?
I feel like since Jimmy Butler.
Huh?
Since Jimmy Butler.
I think it's fair. They haven't made a splash, and they haven't won a trade, it feels like, since the Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder trade, when they traded Justice to Memphis.
Yeah, I was
right.
Like, it feels like
but, the... And that was less is more.
That was
just getting rid of...
Yeah, and that it feels very much like the Heat have... Like, they've had two layup acquisitions, and... You know, I think they thought, you know, the Kyle Lowry trade, when they did it, they were the one seed. They still got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not going to say the Kyle Lowry trade was a failure. The Terry Rozier trade is going to be an interesting one because somebody does bring up the point. Like, they rolled the dice last year on, you know, pretty much the most layup move you could have made at the deadline. You basically gave Charlotte cap space and a pick to take, Kyle Lowry from you, and you could have, you know, just let that run out this summer and seen what that is. Now you
would have been better off letting it run out.
Probably.
Because
you would have had a pick still, too. And it really, honestly, like, you didn't even get Terry. Now, could the Heat have predicted his neck was going to get hurt? No.
See, that's
you know, like, so it's tough, but...
The injury thing kind of muddies all of the decisions that they've made, right? Because... If nobody had gotten hurt, like, do I think the Heat would have contended for a title? No, I don't. When I see what was out there and how it was, you know, how it was going in, and I just look at all these other teams and think, they're giants. They were giants, right? And when you look at other teams, like, the dog that we have is Jimmy. Get that. He can compete with any of those guys. The only thing is he does it all over the floor. Okay, so that's what separates him. That's who the star is on this team.
Of course.
But then you have Bam. And what Bam is he's like that magic eraser, right? That he can guard and do so many things defensively that it makes up for the guys who's supposed to be scoring 20-plus, they don't play no defense.
Yeah.
So when you don't have the guys scoring the 20-plus, now you're putting that on Bam, and what people are doing is complaining about, Bam don't score, Bam don't score, while you're killing him on the defensive side of the ball.
Oscar says, Mickey is cheap while the other owner's spent.
He's not cheap. They all
got that top pick. We're stuck in limbo. I don't agree with the that he's like. Look, this you know, new salary cap, the way that it works, it really is a hindrance to. I don't. First of all, you could ask why the hell did the NBA do this second apron thing? I think it's really dumb.
I don't even know what it's like. Explain it to me.
It basically is a hard cap. Like once you get to a certain point. Like the Heat,
so you can go over. You can go over the original.
You can be over the luxury tax,
right?
Then there's a first apron, makes things a little bit tougher. Then you hit the second apron, hard cap. Basically, you can't do anything. You can't because, like in the NBA, when you do a trade, you don't have to be like dollar for dollar. You can
5%,
like be, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
on percentage. But the Miami Heat, like if the Miami Heat were like really queasy about paying like Damian Lillard in the years, all right, I mean, I'll hear that argument, but like the Heat are paying everybody.
Right.
Everybody who's come up for a contract for the Miami Heat, they've paid outside of their undrafted guys who they gave up nothing for, and they did pay Duncan Robinson, the largest contract ever to an undrafted player. You know, Mickey Arison one time gave Tyler Johnson $50 million.
No.
It's funny.
And this is what made that bad. Woo. Because you matched the Nets contract.
And the word was on that. Wasn't the word on that? Like, Mickey's like, we're not letting our guys get taken away. And now people were furious at that contract. And now people are mad because now he's not paying the undrafted guys. So I don't think it's a question of cheap. Like, if you guys wanted to pay Bradley Beal, how do you think the Suns are feeling about that contract right now?
I didn't want to pay Bradley Beal because I don't. Here's what I have a problem with. When the thing that has plagued you is injuries, why in the hell would you go give a lot of money to a guy who's always hurt? Why would you do that? That just seems, and that's where people fall for the name. People look at the scoring. People look at what he does and overlook the fact that you're signing an injured player. I don't want that. You need, here, we need another player that's going to be, think about this. If I go, Nico, Jaime, Bam, and one other guy who I can depend on. I can win some games if those guys play 75 games a year, right? You may not be able to get to a championship. Now I take and I input Jimmy, who's going to play however many games he's going to play, right? You got a chance now. But you need another score.
Yeah, it's just
they can't. You can't win games.
It's just
scoring 80 points.
And this is like when everybody's getting pissed about it. It's like, I get this, because it's like, how do you just have what happened and just be like, well, we're going to see. We're going to see if the, like, you can't. You got to do something. You're not going to do anything within your roster's power. Anything within your mechanisms, whatever assets you have. You're going to roll back the same thing that you did last year, where you were a play-in team. Now, granted, the difference between the play-in and the two was five games. So if Jimmy plays more, Tyler plays more, is there a difference there? Yeah, probably.
But you're not. Listen.
Probably, but are you really better?
You're not competing for a championship. That's the problem. You see the teams that went far in the playoffs.
But they've all made. Even Indy went and got Pascal Siakam.
Right.
Even, like, everybody has made a move in front of you.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
And you've sat here and you're just like, Jaime's next up, though.
Or here's my question. And it seems to me like they may have tried and nobody does business with the Heat. Could that be something?
No, I just don't think. I don't think so.
Or they don't have.
Joe Cronin really did screw us over last year.
Okay, so. Joe Cronin screwed you over. Like,
very badly, though. Like, never seen that before kind of screw over.
It was what happened last year with the Miami Heat and Damian Lillard. I will give them the benefit of, did it feel like there was a huge NBA conspiracy to keep Damian Lillard the hell out of Miami because they were in the finals last year, and people would have felt if Damian Lillard went to the Heat, the perfect fit next to Jimmy and Bam, that they would have been bar none title contenders, and that got everybody, yes, I agree. Right. But now, who cares? It's correct. Over.
Correct.
Okay.
Like, you're going to bitch about it for how long?
But do you have to be, as the Heat guy, right, should you be a little more patient? I'm not talking about
fans. How have I not been patient? Do you know what? I
got that rip, Pat Riley. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
You
hold
have
on.
Not been hold patient.
On. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I have gone to that goddamn arena for so many 95 to 85 games. 4:30, watching Kyle Lowry take 25 three-pointers, only to watch him take four attempts. I haven't been patient.
No.
I haven't been patient.
I'm talking about right now.
I haven't been patient.
Yeah, you lost your mind a week ago.
He deserved it. And he still deserves it.
That's not being patient.
Go get me that giant fin from the Jazz, Pat.
Wow. You understand the situation that the Heat are in more than most. Mm. You lost your mind.
Deserved.
Okay, then how do you expect other people to react if you, who are more aware of the Heat situation than anybody, has lost your mind?
I want action.
Yo, okay.
I hate this free agency.
And guess what?
I like the
and tell me why that there's no action right now with the Heat. Tell us, do you know why?
I don't know who there is to get.
And all they can do is trade.
Yeah.
Okay. You know this.
It's okay.
So don't you have to be a little more patient?
They've had some pretty big trades in their past.
Don't you have to be a little more patient?
No. I've been patient.
No, but
I've been patient.
But that still doesn't change what their situation
I've
is at this moment. That still doesn't change what their situation is.
Situation.
And here's your solution. Here's where
your
Honor, I get
that's hearsay.
Here's where I get mad at you. Cause your solution is let's go get Trey. Because that's action. Hey. You know what they
That's
say?
Action, dude.
You know what they say where I grew up?
What's that?
All money ain't good money. All action ain't good action. Just because you got action don't mean it's good. No. Dude, you can't bring. Dude, so let me ask you a question. You're going to go with the Travelocity guy against Boston.
Yeah.
Look, no, not all action is good action, but it's 3 a.m. and the lights are on, Leroy.
I know. And hey, that trade looks sexy.
Yeah.
Come on over here with your fine self.
Yeah. Oozies.
I don't like how this ended.
Just roll a little spice, baby.
No.
Spice dude, things
stop.
Up.
Stop it.
You don't want the same thing for dinner all the time. Sweetener. What do we have today, Ma? Culture.
All right. Good. Yeah, I mean, I like culture. It's good.
It's good. I love it. You know, it's nutritious. Yeah. You know, it'll get me through. It'll be nutritious. But yeah, every once in a while, you know, can we go somewhere out to dinner? You know, can we spice things up a little bit?
Got a little tres leches?
You know, give me some options. Mm-hmm. Let me go to Golden Corral.
This team needs Ruth's Chris. Mm. Prime 112.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't take this team to Golden Corral. Okay? That's what you're doing.
It's a little sweet.
You said, we could go to Golden Corral. It's affordable and we can get some good food.
I deserved Damian Lillard last year and he was stolen from me.
Stolen.
And I deserve something fun.
You wait. You're telling everybody to let it go. You got to let it go.
You did say
that. I deserve it.
No.
I wanted him last year and I want something new.
You're all over the place, dude. You're getting mad at people.
I don't care.
5 minutes ago.
I don't care.
Y'all got to forget about Damian Lillard, and then you go right back to, I really wanted him.
I'm not letting anybody say, oh, we had a kid, but I deserved him last year, and he was taken from me for a Milwaukee team that doesn't even want him, and he doesn't want to be there.
I think you're lashing out.
I do. Listen, I have tried my best to calm you down, right? But, like, dude, you are literally all over the place. You understand more than anybody, and you don't care.
Because nobody wants to hear me say the positive things now.
And that's not
positive if you want.
That's not a
positive. Do you want me to talk about Pella Larson?
That's not. Ooh. Wait. That's not a positive thing. That's reality.
I understand.
So, look. What's real? This is where the Heat are. Okay? The things they want to trade, nobody wants. They got no picks. Okay? So.
We got Triple Hulta. We got a giant serving Terminator.
You are. Now we're going to fight. We're going to fight.
We're going to fight.
We're going to fight. Because this dude will give up everything to get what?
Not everything.
To get what right now?
Not everything, but we're
going to get what right now?
Whatever.
There's nothing, nobody available.
I think he's traded everyone but Bam.
Give me basketball Barkey.
You can't have basketball Barkey here because guess what? Barkey's been here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who's that on this team?
Are you saying Tyler Hero's going to be Heat Barkoff? Like eventually?
No!
He'll get over the
Barkoff line? Barkoff's been good every year, even when the team sucked.
Yeah, there's been years where we're like, hey, this guy's got to score more. He's got to be more assertive. There's been years. I've had the guts to call out Barkey when I've needed to.
You call out everybody. Like, you. Oh my goodness. Wait, you know what? I'm going to give you the first time Trey gets folded up and put in somebody's back pocket and taken home as a toy for the kids.
Yeah, but what about the what about the time that he hits one from 35? You're like,
the one time?
Oh.
You see what I mean? Like, do you see where you are right now in your fandom? You are crazy. You have lost your mind.
I haven't lost
my
mind.
You're unreasonable.
I'm not unreasonable.
You're hard to talk to right now.
Oh, this is not fair.
You're not fair?
Why would they announce the Drew Smith signing yesterday?
Okay.
First of all, not doing Drew Smith any favors. Mm. All right? He just
Drew
came
Smith,
up and
wasn't he hurt?
Yeah, he fell off
the ledge.
Yeah, why would you announce that he's coming back yesterday?
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket.
Woo! Like
him. Let's call Drew.
Nothing against him.
The Miami Heat have signed Drew Smith.
Take a break.
I mean, they need to sign Drew from Uncle Drew.
Take a break. Back after this.
Whoa, na, 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 na. To my bimmer, who am I? The girls them sugar, how can I make love to a fellow?
All right, welcome back.
Pass me the keys to my truck.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
You don't even have a Beamer. Why are you talking about who took the keys to it?
Who took? You know, I recently saw a video in which Beanie Man was on a delayed flight and was kind enough to perform for the passengers on the plane. That's like, imagine if you guys were stuck on a plane and someone was like, Tobin, give me the heat takes. Give me the heat takes.
I would do it.
Which I bet you would, too.
Definitely.
I bet you'd hose down.
You want me to tell you what he would do on the plane if the plane was sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah.
Here we go. Leroy.
A little chilly on this plane,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, dude, can I just say this? This is to everybody. Don't settle. Don't settle. You ain't want Trey back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but what happens if I don't get Trey? What happens if I don't get anyone? I don't know if the Heat fan could take another stagnant summer.
Listen, here's why the Heat fan feels this way. Because for the last 2 or 3 years, there's really been no splash. Right?
I feel like since Jimmy Butler.
Huh?
Since Jimmy Butler.
I think it's fair. They haven't made a splash, and they haven't won a trade, it feels like, since the Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder trade, when they traded Justice to Memphis.
Yeah, that was
right.
Like, it feels like...
And that was less is more. Was just getting rid of...
Yeah, and that it feels very much like the Heat have... Like, they've had two layup acquisitions, and... You know, I think they thought, you know, the Kyle Lowry trade, when they did it, they were the one seed. They still got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not going to say the Kyle Lowry trade was a failure. The Terry Rozier trade is going to be an interesting one because somebody does bring up the point. Like, they rolled the dice last year on, you know, pretty much the most layup move you could have made at the deadline. You basically gave Charlotte cap space and a pick to take, Kyle Lowry from you, and you could have, you know, just let that run out this summer and seen what that is. Now you
would have been better off letting it run out.
Probably.
Because
you would have had a pick still, too. And it really, honestly, like, you didn't even get Terry. Now, could the Heat have predicted his neck was going to get hurt? No.
See, that's
you know, like, so it's tough, but
the injury thing kind of muddies all of the decisions that they've made, right? Because if nobody had gotten hurt, like, do I think the Heat would have contended for a title? No, I don't. When I see what was out there and how it was, you know, how it was going in, and I just look at all these other teams and think, they're giants. They were giants, right? And when you look at other teams, like, the dog that we have is Jimmy. Get that. He can compete with any of those guys. The only thing is he does it all over the floor. Okay, so that's what separates him. That's who the star is on this team.
Of course.
But then you have Bam. And what Bam is he's like that magic eraser, right? That he can guard and do so many things defensively that it makes up for the guys who's supposed to be scoring 20-plus, they don't play no defense.
Yeah.
So when you don't have the guys scoring the 20-plus, now you're putting that on Bam, and what people are doing is complaining about, Bam don't score, Bam don't score, while you're killing him on the defensive side of the ball.
Oscar says, Mickey is cheap while the other owner's spent.
He's not cheap. They all
got that top pick. We're stuck in limbo. I don't agree with the that he's like. Look, this you know, new salary cap, the way that it works, it really is a hindrance to. I don't. First of all, you could ask why the hell did the NBA do this second apron thing? I think it's really dumb.
I don't even know what it's like. Explain it to
it. It basically is a hard cap. Like, once you get to a certain point. Like the Heat,
so you can go over. You can go over the original.
You can be over the luxury tax,
right?
Then there's a first apron, makes things a little bit tougher. Then you hit the second apron, hard cap. Basically, you can't do anything. You can't, because like in the NBA, when you do a trade, you don't have to be like dollar for dollar. You can
5%.
Like be, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
a percentage. But the Miami Heat, like if the Miami Heat were like really queasy about paying like Damian Lillard in the years. All right, I mean, I'll hear that argument, but like the Heat are paying everybody.
Right.
Everybody who's come up for a contract for the Miami Heat, they've paid outside of their undrafted guys who they gave up nothing for, and they did pay Duncan Robinson, the largest contract ever to an undrafted player. You know, Mickey Arison one time gave Tyler Johnson $50 million.
No, it's funny. And this is what made that bad. Ooh. Because you matched the Nets contract.
And the word was on that. Wasn't the word on that? Like, Mickey's like, we're not letting our guys get taken away. And now people were furious at that contract. And now people are mad because now he's not paying the undrafted guys. So I don't think it's a question of cheap. Like, if you guys wanted to pay Bradley Beal, how do you think the Suns are feeling about that contract right now?
I didn't want to pay Bradley Beal because I don't. Here's what I have a problem with. When the thing that has plagued you is injuries, why in the hell would you go give a lot of money to a guy who's always hurt? Why would you do that? That just seems, and that's where people fall for the name. People look at the scoring. People look at what he does and overlook the fact that you're signing an injured player. But I don't want that. You need, here, we need another player that's going to be, think about this. If I go Nico, Jaime, Bam, and one other guy who I can depend on, I can win some games if those guys play 75 games a year, right? You may not be able to get to a championship. Now I take and I input Jimmy, who's going to play however many games he's going to play, right? You got a chance now. But you need another score.
Yeah, it just
you can't win games scoring 80 points.
And this is like when everybody's getting pissed about it, it's like, I get this because it's like, how do you just have what happened and just be like, well, we're going to see. We're going to see if the, like, you can't. You got to do something. You're not going to do anything within your roster's power, anything within your mechanisms, whatever assets you have. You're going to roll back the same thing that you did last year where you were a play-in team. Now, granted, the difference between the play-in and the two was five games. So if Jimmy plays more, Tyler plays more, is there a difference there? Yeah, probably.
But you're not. Listen,
probably, but are you really better?
You're not competing for a championship. That's the problem. You see the teams that went far in the playoffs.
But they've all made – even Indy went and got Pascal Siakam.
Right.
Even, like, everybody has made a move in front of you.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
And you've sat here and you're just like, Jaime's next up, though.
Or here's my question. And I – it seems to me like they may have tried and nobody does business with the Heat. Could that be something?
No, I just don't think. I don't think so.
Or they don't have.
Joe Cronin really did screw us over last year.
Okay, Joe Cronin screwed you over. Like
very badly, though. Like never seen that before kind of screw over.
It was what happened last year with the Miami Heat and Damian Lillard. I will give them the benefit of, did it feel like there was a huge NBA conspiracy to keep Damian Lillard the hell out of Miami because they were in the finals last year, and people would have felt if Damian Lillard went to the Heat, the perfect fit next to Jimmy and Bam, that they would have been bar none title contenders, and that got everybody, yes, I agree. All but right. Now, who cares? It's correct. Over.
Correct.
Okay.
Like, you're going to bitch about it for how long?
But do you have to be, as the Heat guy, right, should you be a little more patient? I'm not talking about
fans. How have I not been patient? Do you know what? I
got that rip, Pat Riley. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
You
hold
have
on.
Not been hold patient.
On. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I have gone to that goddamn arena for so many 95 to 85 games. 4:30, watching Kyle Lowry take 25 three-pointers, only to watch him take four attempts. I haven't been patient.
No.
I haven't been patient.
I'm talking about right now.
I haven't been patient.
Yes. You lost your mind a week ago.
He deserved it. And he still deserves it.
That's not being patient.
Go get me that giant fin from the Jazz, Pat.
Wow. You understand the situation that the Heat are in more than most. Mm. You lost your mind.
Deserved.
Okay, then how do you expect other people to react if you, who are more aware of the Heat situation than anybody, has lost your mind?
I want action.
Yo, okay.
I hate this free agency.
And guess what?
I like the
and tell me why that there's no action right now with the Heat. Tell us, do you know why?
I don't know who there is to get.
And all they can do is trade.
Yeah.
Okay. You know this.
It's okay.
So don't you have to be a little more patient?
They've had some pretty big trades in their past.
Don't you have to be a little more patient?
No. I've been patient.
No, but
I've been patient.
But that still doesn't change what
they're patient.
That still doesn't change what their situation is at this moment. That still doesn't change what their situation is.
Situation.
And here's your solution. Here's where
you're right, that's hearsay.
Here's where I get mad at you. Because your solution is let's go get Trey. Because that's action. Hey, you know what they
that's
say?
Action, dude.
You know what they say where I grew up?
What's that?
All money ain't good money. Mm. All action ain't good action. Mm. Just because you got action don't mean it's good. No. Dude, you can't bring... Dude, so, let me ask you a question. You're going to go with the Travelocity guy against Boston.
Yeah. Look, no, not all action is good action, but it's 3 a.m. and the lights are on, Leroy.
I know. And hey, that Trey looks sexy.
Yeah.
Come on over here with your fine self.
Yeah. Oozies.
I don't like how this ended.
Just want a little spice, baby.
No.
Spice dude, things
stop,
up.
Stop it. Stop.
You don't want the same thing for dinner all the time.
Sweetener.
What do we have today, Ma? Culture.
All right. That's good. Yeah, I mean, I like culture. It's good.
It's good. I love it. You know, it's nutritious. Damn. You know, it'll get me through. It'll be nutritious. But yeah, every once in a while, you know, can we go somewhere out to dinner? You know, can we spice things up a little bit?
Got a little tres leches?
You know, give me some options. Let me go to Golden Corral.
This team needs Ruth's Chris, prime 112, right? You can't take this team to Golden Corral, okay? That's what you're doing.
It's a little sweetener.
You said, we could go to Golden Corral.
It's
affordable, and we can get some good food.
I deserved Damian Lillard last year, and he was stolen from me.
Stolen.
And I deserve something fun.
You wait! You're telling everybody to let it go! You gotta let it go.
He did say
I deserve it.
No,
I wanted him last year, and I want something new.
You're all over the place, dude. You're getting mad at people.
I don't care.
5 minutes ago,
I don't care.
Y'all gotta forget about Damian Lillard, and then you go right back to I really wanted him.
I'm not letting anybody say, oh, we had a kid, but I deserved him last year, and he was taken from me for a Milwaukee team that doesn't even want him, and he doesn't want to be there.
I think you're lashing out.
I do. Listen, I have tried my best to calm you down, right? But, like, dude, you are literally all over the place. You understand more than anybody, and you don't care.
Because nobody wants to hear me say the positive things now.
And that's not a
positive if you want.
That's not a
positive. Do you want me to talk about Pella Larson?
That's not. Ooh. Wait. That's not a positive thing. That's reality.
I understand.
So, look, what's real? This is where the Heat are, okay? The things they want to trade, nobody wants. They got no picks, okay? So.
We got Triple Hulta. We got a giant serving Terminator.
Now we're going to fight. We're going to fight. Because this dude will give up everything to get what?
Not everything.
To get what right now?
Not everything, but we're
going to get what right now?
Whatever.
There's nothing, nobody available.
I think he's traded everyone but Bam.
Give me basketball Barkey.
You can't have basketball Barkey here because Barkey's been here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who's that on this team?
Are you saying Tyler Hero's going to be Heat Barkoff, like eventually?
No!
He'll get over the
Barkoff's been good every year, even when the team sucked.
Yeah, there's been years where we're like, hey, this guy's got to score more. He's got to be more assertive. There's been years. I've had the guts to call out Barkey when I've needed to.
You call out everybody. Like, you. Oh, my goodness. Wait, you know what? I'm going to give you the first time Trey gets folded up and put in somebody's back pocket. And taken home as a toy for the kids.
Yeah, but what about the what about the time that he hits one from 35? You're like,
the one time.
Oh,
you see what I mean? Like, do you see where you are right now in your fandom? You are crazy. You have lost your mind.
I haven't lost.
You're
my mind.
Unreasonable.
I'm not unreasonable.
You're hard to talk to right now.
Oh, this is not fair.
You're not fair.
Why would they announce the Drew Smith signing yesterday?
Okay.
First of all, not doing Drew Smith any favors. Mm. All right. He just
Drew
came
Smith,
up. And
wasn't he hurt?
Yeah, he fell off
the ledge.
Yeah, why would you announce that he's coming back yesterday?
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket.
Woo! Like,
let's call Drew.
Nothing against him.
The Miami Heat have signed Drew Smith.
Take a break.
I mean, they need to sign Drew from Uncle Drew.
Take a break. Back after this.